broadcasting live from the beautiful Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa in Young Harris, Georgia, 2016 Business Writers Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton at the Business Writers Conference 2016 at Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa. Stone, you having a good time?
I am. I haven't done the spa part, but I'm really looking forward to this segment because I knew we were going to have a good time with these conversations. We do this a lot. We always have a good time. But we got a chance to sit in on a session just a few moments ago. We wrangled the speaker. Please join me in this segment with CEO founder of So You Want to Write, Miss Anne McIndoe. How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great.
Now, Anne, are you still riding that high of giving a speech and getting the crowd all fired up?
Oh, yes. I love it. It'll last all day. I have a go. Can't you see my hair? It's standing on end.
Well, I'll tell you what I particularly enjoyed about it. And I know there's so much more depth and breadth to be explored. But I enjoyed the focus on commercializing your work, actually making money serving people. And I just thought you did a fantastic job. What did you enjoy the most about it?
Thank you. I love speaking. I love helping others. I love showing people that, because there's so many people that write a book and it just sits there. It doesn't make any money. And it's not cheap to produce a book. And there are lots of ways, which I shared in the segment, about that you can commercialize your material. You can make money with your product. You can make lots of money with your product.
And a lot of the times, I think people think too small, right?
Yes.
They're not exploring ways to take what you've done and repurpose it in a variety of different ways and manners and formats, right?
Exactly. They don't know about, they think they're going to write a book and they're going to make $1 million.
And they're done.
And right? They're going to be on Oprah.
And it's, you do it one time and then the phone starts ringing.
Yes.
You know, the book sales just keep piling up.
And it's an overnight success. But they don't know that it takes 10 years to become an overnight success.
Can you share a little bit of maybe briefly go over, I mean, we don't have to get into all the details of all the steps, but just some other ways you have a book. What are some ways that that book can transform into other things that can make you money?
Well, here's the question I always like to pose to my authors. Would you like to sell your book for $20, or would you prefer to sell your book, your workbook, and a coaching program, perhaps for $500 or $1,000?
I'll take door number two.
Yes.
Most people pick that, right?
Yes, and most people pick that. And you can, based on your book, you write your book, and from the book, now you have the foundation to create a myriad of programs. And products, a book, a workbook, a journal, a coaching program, interviews, all kinds of things.
And when you look at a book as a kind of foundation for more things, don't you attack writing of the book differently? Because it has to become something else, right? It's not just a book anymore.
Correct. It does expand. And you learn to take what I ask my authors, okay, you talked about ABC in your book. So let's talk about DEF in your workbook. And GHI in your coaching program. What is the next level of your system, of your process, of your knowledge, of what you want to share?
And then in your speech, you also mentioned an ebook, which is kind of like a teaser. It's almost like the trailer to a movie, right?
Yes. And the ebook can be a little piece of your book, maybe expanded, or it could be a totally different topic, but related to what you do.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were remarkably generous in the ideas that you shared with this group, and I haven't bought your book yet, and I've learned so much from you, you know, in the space of 30, 35 minutes, but your philosophy, your approach to this whole business, you're very generous about sharing a great deal of your expertise, your thought leadership. Do you find that, at least initially, some of the authors you begin to work with are a little reluctant to
They don't
do
want to
that?
Give out all the good stuff.
Yes, people are afraid, and honestly, I have to admit, when I wrote my first book, deep sigh, I thought, I'm giving away my process. People are going to know my thing, but you know what? That's what a book is for, to share your thing, because you know what? You're going to make other things.
Right.
You're going to make better things. You're going to make more things.
Right. It's not like, that's not all you know.
No, correct.
You're not done
You're not done with book number one. I'm on book number four for myself, and I've produced more than 1,200 books for others.
Did that number just not knock you out of the chair when she said that earlier?
And those are both fiction and nonfiction?
Mostly business books, mostly nonfiction, although I probably have about 24 fiction books, many of which, 9 of which are being turned right now into a movie.
Wow, how exciting.
Oh, that is cool. Now, you have methodology, discipline, rigor, structure from going all the way through this process. Another thing that stood out for me, because we all have a tendency to like hear what we want to hear, is many of your clients talk their books.
Yes. Yes. I didn't realize I didn't even talk about talking, but this is not about writing your book. This is about getting your book out of your head via speaking.
So how can you share some of that, or that's part of the secret? So I got to get the book for that.
No, I'll be happy to share. You know, just like if I asked you, open up an email and send me a description of your car. And you'd sit there and look at the email. Okay, I have a 1999 Chevy whatever. And you'd think about what you're going to say, right?
Right.
But if I said to you, describe your car for me. Oh,
you won't be able to shut me up.
Yeah, you could talk for 30 minutes.
Right.
In a heartbeat. And that's what it is to talk your book. And so what I do is I have a process that I call a manuscript grid, and it has your subjects, your topics, your talking points, all in a grid. It's like it's the structure. It's the blueprint of your book.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that as the guidelines. So, okay, so chapter one, topic one, talk to me about that.
And what then are you facilitating that?
So, absolutely.
Or so a human being is talking to another human being and just kind of you're bringing it out, all the good stuff. And you might say, oh, can you expound upon that?
Yes.
And then so all this is being recorded, I would imagine, and transcribed.
Yes.
And then now it becomes editing.
And now it turns into a manuscript. Now we take those transcripts into an editing, into a manuscript.
And then from there, then somebody else edits it? Or
I have an editing team. And then once it's edited and the author reads it and approves it and is happy with it, then we start the publishing process. In the meantime, while we're waiting for publishing, the cover, the interior, and all that business, we get the landing page, we get the website, we get the blog, we get all these other things in place. So when the book is ready, we can move forward. I also like to get the coaching program going so they can start making money, because I'm really easy and I'm really fun, but I'm not cheap.
But that is one of the fastest ways to get a meaningful revenue stream going is with this coaching, right?
Absolutely. Because you've written a book, and like I said, you're going to have the what and the why in your book, not the how.
Right.
The how is in your workbook and in your coaching program. You give a little bit about the what in the book. But in the book, and so you have a place to go to the next level.
So you should always leave room for that next level.
Oh, absolutely.
And all these things, they play so well together. The book serves the speaking serves the book, and the coaching, they all play very nicely together. And you could run yourself ragged, but you also shared some interesting insights in the way you've organized your company and distributed the labor and made it where you could focus where you're going to get the best return on your personal investment.
On my time, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Having a team, having the right team, having them do the things you know, that you don't want to do, and having someone great to do them for you is the main component of having a good team.
Now, how did the team evolve? Like, was this something like at start you said, you know what, I'm going to be able to put a team together and they're going to shore up all my weaknesses and they're going to handle all the stuff I don't like to do? Or was this something like more scar tissue-y in the fact that you tried something, you're like, I'm not good at this, this is falling apart, I need some help. And you just acquired your team one at a time to fill in some gaps.
Yes. I started with me, one person.
Doing it all.
Doing it all.
Wearing all the hats.
I wore all the hats. And little by little, because the first thing was, you know, I need to make some money.
Right.
I need to make money. And how can I make, what is my fastest path to cash? That's my mantra. What is my fastest path to cash? How can I make money today? And so I thought, okay, because the book didn't come out for a year after I started doing books.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to let everybody know on my email list that I'm doing this.
Right.
Ever thought of writing a book? Let me know and I'll help you. I just finished Tony Robbins' book. You want to work with me? Call me. I'm easy.
And then what happened?
And people started calling and I started doing manuscripts. And that went on because I have to, you know, I'll tell you, it wasn't easy. The first year it was 24/7. I would go in the morning at 7 o'clock and I wouldn't leave the office until midnight.
Wow.
7 days a week. Because I had read that Bill Gates had a 7-hour turnaround. So, and look what he did. So I had my 7-hour turnaround. I went at 7. I didn't go home till midnight. And you know what? It paid off. Because after the second year, then I could take half of Sunday off. And then all day Sunday. By 3 years, I was down to about 5 days.
Now, when you were putting this book together or the workbook, were there a chapter or two or a discipline or two that came together more, it was tougher to get together than the rest? Or did it all flow very nicely for you when you were creating it?
You know, when you're passionate about something and, you know, just think of something that you just love to do, whether it's, you know, paint or race cars or whatever it is that you just love doing, football, anything you love doing. Could you think about 10 things to say about that?
Yeah, and I guess maybe that's the bigger challenge, right, is just kind of reining all that in. So it just comes gushing forth if you really are passionate and have substance around that.
Yes. So the hardest part when it all starts gushing forth is to get it organized, and that's my job, to help you organize your content, your topics, your talking points, your subjects, to get all that stuff organized so it reads logically, coherently, mm-hmm. and you have a great book.
Now, for you, you have the book, you have the workbook, you have the coaching, and what's the thing that brings you the most joy?
When someone calls me or emails me or sends me their book, and I love coaching live. I love coaching. I have my author's boot camp. People come. I have produced 28 books in one day.
Oh my.
At my author's boot camp.
Wow.
Yes. I've had authors that have done 2 and 3 books on the same weekend. And that, of course, is huge for me. But one of my favorite things is when I get an email that said, "Dear Anne, I couldn't afford to come to your boot camp, so I bought your book and I loved it, and here's mine."
That chokes you up a little.
And it does. It brings tears to my eyes because you know what that says? That they really wanted to do it. They made their dream come true.
Right.
And I wrote a really good book.
Right. And you genuinely helped them. So with that much experience, you must see quite a few patterns emerge and maybe see some of the same things over and over. What are some of the barriers maybe that you see over and over or myths associated with getting a book out there? And the reason I ask, I can't tell you how many friends, colleagues I have that, and I am getting less and less patient in hearing it, saying I'm going to write a book. And then, you know, they say,
right. Everyone wants to write a book. They just don't want to write a book.
They want to have written a book.
Right. They want to be an author without having to write.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things on that. They don't know how to get started. Yeah. And that's one of the biggest questions I get. What do I do first? How long is it going to take? How much is it going to cost? You know, what do I do first? That's the hardest thing. A lot of people are in love with, I'm writing my book. They love saying that.
Yeah.
I'm writing my book. Because what does that say to you? You're writing a book. Really, that's cool.
But after 8 or 9 years, that gets kind of old,
yes,
right?
Yes, that was my next comment. After a certain amount of time, okay, yeah, I heard that, you know, been there, done that, you know. So, and a lot of people, and there's only so many things you can write about. Finance, leadership, real estate. I mean, I do business books, and so there's only so many subjects you can talk about. But everybody has their own experience,
their own spin on
that topic.
Sure.
And that's why there's so many different books. I mean, look how many books there are on health.
Yeah.
You know, health. The top subjects on books are sex, romance, money, health.
Yeah, I'm sure weight loss in there.
Weight loss is in there somewhere.
You'd think we'd all be like, you know, 80 pounds with all those weight loss.
With all those books and all that non-fat food. Yeah, but no, I like the Cheetos.
Now, you've got an awful lot going on. Why this conference? What compelled you to be an integral part of this particular conference?
You know, when they invited me and I saw their curriculum and I saw what their outcome was, and then I spoke with Jack and Patty, and I saw what they wanted to do. I saw what their outcome was, what their goal was. I thought, you know what, this is a quality. This is a premium event that's going to attract a high caliber writers and authors. And I'd like to be there and help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's what attracted me is.
And I'm sure that networking with the other speakers isn't hurting either. There's a lot of smart people here, huh?
There's a lot of great talent here. Lots of great talent that people I want to create joint ventures with.
Sure. I'm sure there's opportunities just hanging out with the other speakers.
Yes. Yes.
That was one of the first things that I saw last night over cocktails and shrimp and grits. It's just such a collaborative group. Writers or business writers, you really want to help each other out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People are hungry,
yeah,
to learn, you know, and to get them to the next place and to share.
Mm-hmm. And then the coaching service you offer is kind of turnkey, right? So if somebody comes to you with just a general idea, you can help, or they can go through your materials and you can help them from start to finish to getting a finished product into bookshelves.
Absolutely.
Right?
I take them from, you know, concept to completion. So if someone comes up to me and says, I want to write a book on relationships, then I have a whole series of what I call qualifying, you know, okay, so tell me about relationships. What about relationships? Mm-hmm. What makes you different and unique? Why is someone going to buy your book? And I have them answer three long questionnaires so that I can make sure that they do have a good idea.
Right.
Because sometimes it may be premature, right? Like they're not ready yet.
Correct. They're still on their author's journey. Lots of people want to write a book, but they're not ready just yet. They don't have all the experience they need. Some people don't know they have a good story.
Right.
You know, a gal shared her story with me, and I thought, that is a great story. I think you should write a book with me. And I'm not just trying to get your money. I really think you have a good story. We turned it into a number one Amazon bestseller, and now they're making a book out of it. I mean, excuse me, a movie out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. So I get the sense that if I were part of this coaching curriculum, that just talking it through and having you ask me those questions, if and when we ever got to a book, great. But just how much that would help me crystallize my own thinking for the discipline that I am trying to coach and counsel and guide on in my own work. Just talking it through with someone like you would help me get that much more tight on my own stuff, right?
Yes, because one of the things I do is once we get the content for the book done, then I take you to the next step. Okay, let's create your workbook. And I'll tell you a secret. It's all based on your table of contents.
Right.
And then the coaching program, I can do it in a couple of hours with you on the phone. And you can start making money. My fastest has been 3 days where we created their coaching, they created their landing page, they put ads, and they sold on Monday. We created on Friday and Saturday, and they sold on Monday.
Wow.
They were making money in 3 days. But the typical is 10 days, which isn't bad.
Right. And then what is the typical form having an idea to actually having something appear on Amazon ready to buy the book, you know, at the end of the day?
You can have your book. Your published book, you can have an audio version of your book, and you can have the PDF, the electronic version of your book.
Within, like, what's a period of time?
Oh, typically, when you go through my coaching program, I promise you your manuscript in 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, in 6 to 8 weeks, you can have your
manuscript.
So this
isn't like a year or 2 years?
No,
But isn't that how it used to be, or how most of us have?
It was years, right?
Yeah, all those publishing myths are, it took a year, it took 5 years. And you think the longer, when people say, oh, yeah, it took me 5 years to write my book, I thought, oh, God, you know.
You're doing it wrong.
Poor thing, yeah, you're doing it wrong, yeah. Hello?
I love this approach of fastest path to cash. And it sounds like if you have the patience to wait up till 10 days to start making money.
Yeah, you can do it. And there's a whole checklist. I have a checklist. Make landing page. Do this.
And not only do you have a checklist, you have a place where they can go to get all the work done, too. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have the resources to help
you. So sometimes you need help, but sometimes you need a helper.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
I got to tell you, this is one of the most inspiring, encouraging conversations I've had in a long time. I think it's great for our listeners, but, you know, in our work where we get a chance to interview folks and we have some stuff that we want to share with certain constituencies, I'm kind of fired up about it. I'm more than kind of. I'm pretty dead burn fired up about
this. Okay, so my question to you is, when are you guys going to write your book? Here.
I think that's a marvelous question. I think the answer is
getting
soon.
Closer.
We got to get going on that.
Absolutely.
Where can our listeners go to learn more? What's the best way, website, email, whatever's appropriate?
Okay, so if you'd like to learn more about writing a book, I have all my programs and all my prices and everything there. Go to my website. It's www.soyouwanttowrite.com. That's soyouwanttowrite.com. And if you go to the homepage, you'll see my face and you'll see two buttons. I need a book. I want a book. I have a book. And then there are my programs are there, and you can look around. And I have a really cool program called Author Talk. It's free, and you can learn about what it takes. And I have all the recordings from all my previous sessions that you're welcome to look at.
Wow. Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Oh, you're so very welcome. It's been a pleasure, and I love chatting with you.
And we love chatting with you. It has been an absolute delight. All right, we'll be back in a few from the Business Writers Conference 2016.